This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. As world leaders prepare for another round of climate talks, a new United Nations report finds global warming is accelerating. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
In the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement, countries agreed to try to limit warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius or 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit above pre-industrial levels. Monday's emissions gap report from the United Nations Environment Program says to have a shot at that goal, nations will have to slash their emissions by 42% by the end of the decade.
The report shows that the emissions gap is more like an emissions canyon.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres' report calculates that the Earth is on a warming trend towards more like 2.7 to 2.9 degrees Celsius. The report sets the table for international climate talks at the UN Climate Change Conference, known as COP28, in Dubai later this month. I'm Jennifer King.
The Israeli army displayed on Monday a large cache of weapons and supplies obtained from Hamas militants following the attack on October 7th.
What you can see is military equipment, full-scale military equipment. This is not something that was cooked in somebody's backyard. It is not something that two people came to talk about. This is years-long planning.
Lieutenant Colonel Eden Sharon said weapons seized included Hamas's grenades, rockets, and other weaponry, also vehicles and motorbikes used to cross from Gaza into Israel. The families of Israeli children held hostage by Hamas in Gaza pleaded Monday for international voices to demand the release at a protest outside the UN's Children's Fund in Tel Aviv. Several hundred demonstrators joined the protest on World Children's Day, more than 6 weeks after Hamas militants attacked southern Israel, killing some 1,200 people, mostly civilians.